What a joy it is to welcome the people of God to this time of worship as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, a special gift from God to all people of the earth. I pray that you are experiencing the hope and the peace, the joy and the love of this season on this fourth Sunday of Advent as we think about the love God has for us. Share some announcements with you this morning. Siberian Solstice Concert will be here in the sanctuary tonight at 7. The doors will open at 6 and not before because they do all their practice and set up and those kind of things. No tickets are needed, but please be aware that there will be a free will donation as part of that concert. As we look ahead to Friday's Christmas Eve service, the candlelight service, a few final practices are going on this week. There will be no practice for the preschool and kindergarten. The first through sixth graders will practice on Wednesday evening from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. And the women's ensemble singing on Christmas Eve will practice at 7:30. At the end of your practice on Wednesday, you were told 7, but it's 7:30 once the children are done. So that will practice on Wednesday night. Christmas Day worship will happen here in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. Saturday morning. I want you to look at the back of your bulletin and see the list of concerns. Jody Belts is recovering from outpatient surgery. She has four plates, and 14 screws, and so it's a very painful healing process, so please be praying for her. Leah Nafsinger had another episode this last week, so continue to pray for her health and the love and care and patience of her parents. Ann Grimm continues to recover, though her days are not any better or any worse. So it's going to be a very long process to be praying for her and for Dale. Gretchen and Denny are recovering. Matt Pardee continues to be in very serious condition, and they're looking to try and shift him to an acute care center. So continue to pray for Matt and Mary Lynn. And then received word that Josephine Short slipped out of her wheelchair and may have a broken collarbone. So please be praying for Josephine. And we have been praying for Callie Roofer, a three-year-old daughter of Cameron and Kristen, and a granddaughter of Ed and Julie. And it's been quite a saga the last several weeks. And they have reached a decision yesterday that they will be returning Callie home either tomorrow or Tuesday. Their work with the heart failure team has resulted in this, that she's not ready for a heart transplant at this point, and so she's returning home so that they can enjoy their days or weeks or months, most likely no longer than 2 months. For Callie to live. So they've also have appreciated everybody's prayers and thoughts, and they continue to pray for a miracle of healing from the Lord so we can join them in those prayers. So please be aware of that. In our worship of God this morning, we read two passages, first from the Old Testament prophet Micah, chapter 5, verses 2 through 5a. And this is the announcement where the people learned that Bethlehem would be the place of the birth. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace. And then we read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. This section of Scripture is known as Mary's Song, and it's her response to the greeting that she has received from Elizabeth. Mary's Song. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, For the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers. Let us bow in prayer. Gracious Lord God, we come before you in our time of worship. Lord, we thank you for sending Jesus Christ as the Christ child who would live and die and arise for our salvation. And Lord, we come with hearts of worship, but those hearts can also be tempted by the aspects of the real world. Lord, for those on our list of concerns, we pray for your blessing. We pray for your spirit of strength and healing. We pray for the love of Jesus Christ and for his grace. Lord, we lift up to you each one of them. We lift up their families. Lord, may they know of your care and of your unending love, both in this world and the world that you promised to come. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Now we prepare for our time of worship as we listen to our morning prelude with Buffy and Anna singing Helpless and Hungry.
Come bring us with I invite you to rise as you're able as we sing a couple of opening carols of worship. Number 131, Angels from the Realms of Glory, and number 137, What Child Is This?
Thank you.
at the stable in the alleyway behind the nearby inn, the setting of the promised birth continues to unfold. The animals look upon these humans, maybe wondering why they have come to their humble home. The innkeeper has offered the stable to a young couple who have traveled far from their home. It's just the two of them, tired from their journey, needing a place to stay. They've searched the local inns, inquired around Bethlehem for a place to stay, with no room for them, until the innkeeper offers them a sheltered place. Not a room in an inn, but the stable in which he keeps his animals and the animals of other travelers. They gladly accept, for it will keep out the wind and the cold. They'll snuggle in for the night and wait the last few hours. As the woman is pregnant, her time is near. Mary and Joseph are tired, yet expectant, knowing the angel's news. They wait for the birth of their child, God's child, Jesus, Emmanuel. It's still just an ordinary, simple stable with simple surroundings and humble people on a night in which God blessed all people with great love, with great joy, with heavenly peace, and everlasting hope. Please sing the second verse of Away in a Manger.
Invite children to come forward for the children's message. You can scoot down this way if you want, because we're going to be talking about the wreath once again. All right. And as they settle down and sit down, we'll have the congregation greet them with the words in the bulletin. With Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we tell the story of Jesus, the child of Bethlehem. So the Advent wreath is the way that we at St. John's mark the coming of Christmas. We're thinking about Jesus, and we're thinking about the town of Bethlehem. And there are four Sundays in the Advent season, and this is the fourth Sunday. You know what that means? It means Christmas is almost here. Okay, Christmas Eve is on Friday, and Christmas Day is on Saturday. So this is the final Sunday before we celebrate Christmas. Now, we have been lighting candles to mark off each Sunday, and we lit the first purple candle. Does anybody remember what that purple candle stands for?
Hope.
Excellent. So the first purple candle is hope. The second candle, Ethan?
Peace.
They beat you. Sorry, Ian. We got peace. Maybe. I thought maybe I didn't have to ask. What's the third candle?
Joyful.
The pink candle is joy? Andrew, I need you. Not really. There it goes. And the fourth candle? We haven't gotten there yet. The fourth candle is the candle of love. And so we focus in on God's love for all people, not just here in the sanctuary, but all people of the world God loves. And he sent his son Jesus to teach us how to love God and how to love one another. And in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, is a very well-known verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God's love is what we celebrate on this fourth Sunday. So we light the fourth candle. We have one more candle to light. It is the Christ candle in the very center, and that's what we're going to light on Christmas Eve. So we pray for God's love to bless you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for these children, and we pray that as Christmas approaches, they would be reminded about your love for them in the gift of Jesus, the babe born in Bethlehem. In Christ we pray, amen. You may find your seats, and the congregation will say, Jesus, the child of Bethlehem, who came to save us and is coming again in glory.
Let's join together singing verse 4 of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. I watch and hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me.
A voice of one calling. In the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God.
And a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. And the ransomed of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them. And sorrow and sighing will flee away.
Hearing the prophetic word of the Lord, let the congregation respond with the word response printed in the bulletin. We wait for the God of our salvation. God will hear our prayers.
Expected Jesus.